Somebody once said that the best thing about lectures is the interval.
Nekdo je nekoč rekel, da najboljša stvar pri predavanjih so odmori.
So I hope you had a good interval.
Upam, da ste uživali v odmoru.
I should like to talk to you now about a very important part of getting well, which is the body-mind link, or body-psyche link, if you like.
Zdaj pa bi rada spregovorila o zelo pomembnem delu poti k zdravju, in sicer o povezavi med umom, psiho in telesom.
People have often asked me why Dr. Gerson didn't put more emphasis on the psychological side.
Ljudje me pogosto sprašujejo, zakaj Dr. Gerson ni dajal nobenega poudarka na psihološki del.
And the simple reason is that he was not just a wonderful physician, but he was also a scientist.
Preprost razlog je v tem, da ni bil le čudovit zdravnik, ampak bil je znanstvenik.
And he wanted to make quite sure that what he is trying to do with his therapy is strictly along those lines.
In želel je natančno slediti ni želel pozornosti usmerjati stran od striktnega raziskovalnega pristopa svoje terapije.
And the other reason is that, as I told you, he died in 1959, and psycho-oncology didn't begin until the early 60s.
Kot veste, umrl je leta 59 in psiho-onkologija se je začela šele v zgodnih 60-ih.
And therefore, in Gerson's book, you only find, I think, two very brief references.
In zato v Gersonovih originalnih knjigah najdete samo dva kratka navedka.
To the effect that it's very important that the family atmosphere should be good for the patient.
In sicer tam omenja, da je zelo pomembno, da je družinsko vzdušje okrog pacienta pozitivno, da je to zelo pomembno.
And that's perfectly true, but it's not enough.
To je sicer res, ampak ne dovolj.
Since then, of course, an awful lot has happened in science.
Od takrat se je zelo veliko zgodilo na področju znanosti.
And what I find the most important development is called psychoneuroimmunology.
In po mojem mnenju so najpomembnejša odkritja psihoneuroimunologije.
We call it PNI, which is much shorter.
Na kratko rečemo PNI.
Now, this is only about 20-25 years old.
To je komaj 20 let staro odkritje.
But why it's very important is that until this particular discovery was made...
In zakaj je to tako pomembno? Namreč, dokler prav ta raziskava ni bila opravljena...
If psychologists or even psychiatrists try to talk to medical doctors about the body-mind connection,
je bilo namreč to dejstvo, ko so psihiatri oziroma psihologi želeli zdravnikom spregovoriti o povezavi med psiho, umom in telesu,
that the psyche has a very important role to play in recovery or not recovery.
Torej, da ima psiha zelo veliko vlogo v zdravljenju oziroma v neozdravljenju.
Most doctors said, yeah, very, very, very interesting, I'll go away and play somewhere else.
So zdravniki pogosto odvrnili, ja, se zanimivo, pejte se igrat kam drugam.
It wasn't scientific, you see.
To ni bilo znanstveno dokazano.
Now, what happened about 25 years ago is that in the United States, a woman scientist,
pred 25 leti pa je ženska znanstvenica v Ameriki,
whose name is Candace Pert,
Candace Pert je njeno ime,
she made a very important discovery. There were also others, but she was the main person in this particular work.
V tem delu so sodelovali še drugi raziskovalci, ampak ona je bila vodilna raziskovalka.
Which was the beginning of PNI.
In njene raziskave so izhodišče začetek odkriti psihoneuroimunologije.
So very briefly and in the simplest possible terms, what happens?
Torej, zelo na kratko in v zelo preprostem jeziku, kaj se dogaja?
Is that the brain and the central nervous system produce certain hormones.
Možgani in osrednji centralni živčni sistem proizvajajo hormone.
These hormones get into the blood and circulate all around the body.
Ti hormoni se izločajo v kri in krožijo po telesu.
And all over the body there are so-called receptors.
In vse povsod po telesu imamo receptorje, sprejemnike.
Imagine it like a keyhole and a key.
Predstavljajte si princip ključavnice in ključa.
So the hormones meet the receptors and get together like this.
Hormoni so kot ključ, ki najdejo natančno pravo ključavnico in se združijo.
And out of this meeting another set of hormones is born.
In ob tem združenju se razvije druga skupina, še nova skupina hormonov.
And these hormones also are in the circulation and go around the body.
In ti hormoni seveda na to zopet zakrožijo po krvnem sistemu.
These hormones either strengthen or weaken the immune system.
Ti hormoni pa bodi si okrepijo imunski sistem ali pa ga oslabijo.
And now comes the most important bit of all this.
In zdaj prihaja najpomembnejši del vsega tega.
The quality of these hormones depend on the person's prevailing mental attitude.
Kakovost teh hormonov je odvisna od prevladujočega čustvenega stanja osebe.
Now this is tremendously important.
To je izjemnega pomena.
Because what it means is this: if the person is basically optimistic, trusting.
Kaj to pomeni? Če je oseba v principu vsakodnevno v glavnem optimistična, zaupljiva.
In other words, positive.
Z drugimi besedami, pozitivno naravnana.
The hormones actually strengthen the immune system.
Se izločajo v tej osebi hormoni, ki krepijo imunski sistem.
And on the other hand, if the person is negative and thinks, oh, everything is absolutely dreadful and feeling terribly sorry for oneself and all that.
Po drugi strani pa oseba, ki vidi vse črno, kjer je vse grozno,
it undermines the immune system.
Izloča v tem primeru hormone, ki izpodkopavajo lastni sistem odpornosti.
Now why this is so important is that it is scientific. You can repeat the experiment. You know that's the baseline. Can you repeat?
Zelo pomembno je torej, da je ta raziskava znanstvena. Lahko jo namreč ponavljamo.
And it has measurable effects.
In kot znanstvena raziskava ima merljive učinke.
And these are the conditions which you need for doctors to accept that this connection actually exists and works.
In ti pogoji so ključni, če želimo, da zdravniki sprejmejo ta dejstva.
So since this discovery, yes, we have a fly.
Yeah, one single
yes, one.
One
is quite enough.
Yeah, predlog sam ne pa.
Go away.
And she likes us. This means something.
It means that we are absolutely beautiful. That's what it means.
Okay.
What else?
Prav najma rada tale muha.
So the reason I told you this is to show you how recent it is that we can actually scientifically prove that there is a link between our underlying attitude and the health of our body.
To navajam zato, ker je tako zelo pomembno zavedati se, kako mlada so ta dognanja. Torej, šele nedavno imamo znanstvene dokaze za to, kako je ta prevladujoče čustveno stanje človeka odločilno za telo.
Now, as a psychotherapist, I have been working with a very large number of cancer patients over the past 30 years or so.
V zadnjih 30-ih in več letih sem kot psihoterapevtka delala z številnimi bolniki z rakom.
And what I really know is what I have learned from my patients.
In tisto, kar resnično vem, je to, česar sem se naučila od svojih bolnikov.
I had the tremendous advantage that by the time I became ill, I had already trained in psychotherapy.
Sem pa bila v veliki prednosti, ravno zaradi tega, ker takrat, ko sem zbolela, sem jaz že poznala psihoterapijo.
So I was able to go through this experience consciously and trying to observe what is going on in my heart and emotions.
Tako sem lahko skozi svojo izkušnjo bolezni potovala zavestno in hkrati opazovala in spoznavala, kaj se dogaja v mojem srcu, v mojih čustvih.
And that made my work with patients much easier.
In na ta način sem lahko mnogo lažje delala s pacienti.
Because they knew that I knew what they were going through because I'd been there myself.
Kajti oni so vedeli, da resnično vem, skozi kaj gredo, kajti sama sem imela to izkušnjo.
So there was no need for lengthy explanations how they felt because I knew.
Zato ni bilo treba dolgih ur pogovora o počutju. Jaz sem razumela, kako se počutijo.
So my job was really to find out what had happened in the 18 months to 2 years before the diagnosis.
Torej potrebno je ugotoviti, kaj se dogaja leto in pol do 18 mesecev pred diagnozo.
And almost without exception, everybody could remember some unusual event.
In praktično brez izjeme vsakdo se je spomnil v tem času nekega nenavadnega izjemnega dogodka.
It could have been a divorce, it could have been loss of a job, it could have been anything negative, anything sad.
Bodi si ločitev, bodi si izguba službe, nekaj žalostnega, nekaj negativnega, kar se je pripetilo.
Or else,
Ali?
The patient had lost the will to live.
Ali pa je bolnik preprosto izgubil voljo do življenja.
To give you one example,
en primer.
I had a client, but we call it client because I'm not a doctor, yeah. Not patient.
But a client.
I had a client, a delightful German lady, who married an Englishman.
Krasna gospa Nemka, ki se je poročila z Angležem.
She loved her husband, the marriage was very good.
Bil je, imela sta dober zakon, ljubila je moža.
But she couldn't bear living in London.
Ni pa prenesla, da mora živeti v Londonu.
She came from Munich, München, which is a jolly place.
Prišla je z radostnega, živahnega Münchna.
And she found London very different. Well, it is very different.
In London, tak kot je, je zelo drugačen od Münchna.
So her dilemma was that she loved her husband and she hated her life in London.
In znašla se je v dilemi. Ljubila je moža, sovražila pa je živeti v Londonu.
And then she told me that one day, and that was about a year and a half before her diagnosis with breast cancer,
in na to mi je povedala, da približno leto in pol preden je dobila diagnozo raka na dojki.
She was shopping in the local supermarket in London.
Je nakupovala v trgovini, v lokalni trgovini v Londonu.
And suddenly she had the feeling, it wasn't a thought, it was a feeling that she didn't care whether she lived or died.
In v tistem trenutku se je zavedla občutka, torej ne misli, ampak prav občutka, da je čisto vseeno, pa še živi ali pa tudi če kar umre.
And about 18 months after that she was diagnosed with breast cancer.
In leto in pol po tem občutku je dobila diagnozo raka na dojki.
So these are the important events to discover what had happened, because that is the classic time lag between an unusual event in your life and the cancer diagnosis.
Torej, zelo pomembno si je postaviti ta vprašanja, kajti to je klasično časovno obdobje, torej leto in pol, povezave med nekim izjemnim dogodkom in času, ko je postavljena diagnoza.
Now I want to add immediately that this doesn't mean that something horrible happens and you get cancer. It's not like that.
In naj pa poudarim, ne govorim, da je vedno tako, da se nekaj strašnega zgodi, nekaj težjega zgodi in potem človek vedno zboli za rakom. Ne gre tako.
Stress does not cause cancer.
Stres ne povzroča raka.
What stress does is the following.
Kar pa stres napravi, je sledeče.
That person's health is already undermined by what I mentioned, the toxicity and the insufficient nutrition.
Telo osebe, ki je pod stresom, je že izpodkopano strani imunskega sistema zaradi zastrupitve in pa zaradi premajhnega vnosa zdrave, dobre hrane.
So the immune system is just about managing to I like to say it's like a cat walking on a very narrow ledge. Imagine it like that.
Yeah. In imunski sistem je ravno na robu dobrega delovanja. Jaz si to predstavljam kot da hodi mačka po zelo ozki poti, kjer se lahko prevrne.
So the immune system is just about able to keep the person from being overwhelmed by the sick cells which we all have in our bodies.
Torej, imunski sistem je v takšnem stanju, da komaj da obvladuje bolne celice, ki jih vsi proizvajamo v svojih telesih.
And then comes a stressful situation or a bereavement, somebody dies.
In potem se zgodi stresni dogodek. Nekdo umre, žalovanje.
And that tips over the immune system. It can't cope anymore.
In to imunski sistem prekucne. Ne more več delovati.
And then these irregular cells, which we all produce in our bodies every day of our life.
In potem te nepravilne celice, ki jih vsi proizvajamo vsakodnevno,
which the immune system destroys as long as it's functioning.
Ki jih imunski sistem uničuje, dokler normalno funkcionira.
And if it can't function anymore, then some of these irregular cells clump together, three or four of them, or five, and we have the beginning of a tumor.
In ko imunski sistem ne more več opravljati svoje naloge, se takšne nepravilne celice začno združevati. Dve, tri, štiri in tej masi končno rečemo tumor.
So this is why it's desperately important if we want to avoid illness or if we are already ill, if we want to recover, to remember that the mind and the body are like this and do not try to heal one without the other.
Because you can't. Je to tako izjemno pomembno razumeti, bodi si, če smo bolni in smo v procesu zdravljenja, ali pa če smo zdravi in želimo ostati zdravi. Da sta telo in um, naša psiha, v tesni povezavi in ne gre eden mimo drugega.
So we have to avoid the thinking of either or, it's and.
In moramo nekaj razmišljati ali in začeti razmišljati in.
There is a patient whom I ask, any patient, do you want to live?
Katerega koli klienta vprašam, a želite živeti?
And the patient says yes.
In odvrne, ja.
And then I say, do you want to live unconditionally?
In potem vprašam, a želite živeti brezpogojno?
If the patient rather angrily says, yes, that's fine.
In če mi odvrne takoj, ja, to je v redu.
But very often the patient says, yes, but...
Vendar zelo pogosto pa bolnik odvrne ja, ampak.
We call that the yes but patient.
Temu rečemo ja, ampak bolnik.
Then my job is to find out what's behind the but.
In na to je moje delo, da odkrijem, ugotovim, kaj je izza tega ampak.
The answer I normally get is yes, I want to live, but if it goes on like it has been, then I'm not so sure.
Odgovor je ponavadi v tej smeri. Ja, želim si živeti, ampak če bo življenje takšno, kot je bilo do zdaj, potem nisem čisto siguran.
So then my next job is to find out what it is. It can be, for instance, a marriage that has become meaningless, but there are children.
Na to moram ugotoviti, na katerem področju se to dogaja. Bodi si, da gre za zakon, ki nima več smisla, ampak ostajata skupaj zaradi otrok.
So there is a sort of quiet, very well-mannered despair.
In gre za neko obliko zelo navzven tihega, dobro obvladanega obupa.
Or another possibility is somebody who hates the job they are doing passionately.
Ali pa nekdo, ki strastno sovraži službo, ki jo opravlja.
But that person may be over 45 and it's very difficult to get a good job after a certain age or all kinds of reasons and that person just goes on hating the job and is poisoning the whole system day after day after day.
Ampak je ta oseba stara, na primer, več kot 45 let in pravi, težko je poiskati novo službo in iz takšnih in podobnih razlogov ustraja in dan za dnem hodi v službo, ki jo strastno sovraži.
I remember one client, a woman who recovered very well, on Gerson actually, and then her husband lost his job and she felt that now she had to be the breadwinner.
Spomnim se klientke, ki se je zdravila in po Gersonu, vendar je mož v nekem trenutku izgubil službo in se je ona čutila, da mora ona zdaj poskrbeti za preživetje.
And she found a very good job because she was highly qualified, so got this good job with a lot of money.
In ker je bila visoko izobražena, je dobila dobro službo z dobro plačo.
But she hated it.
Vendar je službo sovražila.
And she told me every morning when she went to her office, she felt, oh, let me out of here.
In je pravila, vsako jutro, preden je šla v službo, si je mislila, naj že to zgine, moram stran.
And one year later she had a relapse and she died.
In po enem letu je doživela ponovitev raka in je umrla.
So you see, it's terribly important if you are in this sort of situation to help with the job and tell your husband or your wife that you can't stay together, terribly sorry. Get out of it, otherwise you may lose your life.
Zelo pomembno je torej, če se znajdete v podobnih situacijah, bodi v mrtvem zakonu, čeprav vas je strah, pojdite stran. Ali v službo, če jo sovražite, pustite jo. Kajti to ustrajanje v takih situacijah vas lahko stane življenja.
I know this sounds very unkind, but if it's a matter of living or dying, you cannot be kind or polite. You just have to go for it.
Vem, da to zveni zelo neprijazno, vendar ko gre za vprašanje življenja in smrti, ne gre za vprašanje prijaznosti.
So what all this means from my experiential point of view is that you go on two lines. One is to get the body healthy again and as Gerson, and to get your psyche, your thoughts, your feelings healthy again and that's psychotherapy. And the two have to go together.
Torej, kar sem se naučila iz izkušenj, gre za dvotirni sistem. Usporedno pot, ki jo moramo obrati. Na eni strani skrb za telo, na primer z Gersonovo terapijo, in usporedna pot pa je nujno potrebna psihoterapija, da svojo psiho ozdravimo.
And we mustn't forget the spiritual dimension either.
In tudi duhovne dimenzije ne smemo izpustiti.
Now by that I don't mean religion or anything like that.
In z duhovnostjo ne razumem religije ali kaj podobnega.
By the spiritual dimension, we call it the vertical dimension.
Z duhovno dimenzijo mi rečemo vertikalna dimenzija, navpičnica.
And that simply means to realize that whilst the visible, tangible, material world is very important, it's not the last word.
To pa pomeni, da čeprav je svet, ki ga vidimo, tipamo, okušamo, pomemben, ni pa to edini svet.
That we have a link with the best values like kindness and love and forgiveness and helping others, which is the spiritual dimension.
Da imamo vsi povezavo z kvalitetami, kot so prijaznost, ljubezen, odpuščanje, ki pa sodijo v duhovno dimenzijo.
And that the purpose of life is to develop our potential as fully as possible.
In da je smisel našega življenja razviti lastne potencijale v čim bolj polni meri.
And this has nothing to do with some airy fairy nonsense. This is both feet on the ground, but also look up. Upwards.
In to nima nobene veze z nekim namišljenim svetom, ampak so to stvari, s katerimi gledamo stoječ z obema nogama na trdnih tleh.
And I remember during my illness, I had a feeling of absolute trust that whatever happens is the best.
In spomnim se občutka, ko sem bila sama bolna, globokega zaupanja v to, da karkoli se bo zgodilo, je najboljše zame.
But this wasn't every day, because some days I felt the exact opposite.
Vendar ta občutek ni bil prisoten vsak dan. Nekatere dni sem se namreč počutila čisto nasprotno temu.
So it was up and down, up and down.
Torej gre gor, dol, gor, dol.
But I knew that I had a connection to what is best in human nature or in the human soul.
Vedela pa sem, da imam stik in povezavo s tem, kar je najboljšega v človeškem bitju, v človeški duši.
And to have trust is a very good baseline.
In imeti to zaupanje je zelo dobra osnova.